Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Now, Ruben's pumped up already.
That's how James does it.
Got your back, Rube.
So we got a, he's back from the road.
Did you guys miss me?
Yeah, I
desperately.
Did, actually.
I was just kind of curious.
I always miss you, Ruben. Miss you like the Dickens. So Ruben Amaro in studio with us, as he is, about once a week. We love having Ruben on the show.
Ruben Amaro in studio brought to you by CJ's Tire and Auto. 18 convenient locations. We keep things moving. CJTire.com.
Ruben, how are you, pal?
Terrific.
You're like a world traveler, man. You go to this town, to that town, to that town. Pop back into us for, you know, a little stoppage.
I don't not love traveling like I once did. And as you get older, it gets a little tougher. I we're first world problems because we do travel nicely.
Yeah.
In this particular season, it's been tough for the Phils. Really tough. It's a they've had some real problems with their travel. And I marvel at the fact that these guys sort of take it in stride. I mean, back in the day in 93 or 92 when we had some crazies on our...
Were you still flying commercial in 93?
No.
With their travel this year?
They had mechanicals. They've been overnights and, you know, you have to, you know, all... mechanical, basically.
I think Ben told us about one flight that got a little...
Yeah, he was on that one.
To Washington, remember?
Got a little, yeah. They had a little scary. Stay in Cincinnati.
Then Cincinnati was another, yep.
It's been a nightmare for
them. You know what? It's interesting, Ruben. So James and I often get together before a show or during the show and say, what should our Twitter poll question be? And I actually considered this one today, and I thought it's going to be so ridiculously viewed, but it wouldn't be 100% yes. If we asked the question, are you happy with the Phillies' regular season? I say that in light of the fact that, you know, like you're saying, they've gone through a lot. And if we had asked that question, are you happy with the Phillies' regular season? It wouldn't be 100-0. I don't know what the no's would be, but there'd be no's. There shouldn't be. They're about to end the season with the second-best record in the National League and probably about 96, 97 wins.
Second-best record in baseball.
Yeah.
Most likely, I mean.
And, like, people complained, you know, until about 3 weeks ago, people complained constantly. I mean, I think they've done... And it doesn't guarantee they're going to win the World Series, but they've done a tremendous job giving themselves a shot and navigating the season.
No question about it. And listen, there was a lot of complaints. And, I watched it. I observed it. They basically were like from May 1st on last year, they were, or May 15th or something, they were a 500 ball club.
They were average, yeah.
They were an average ball club.
Right.
This year, they started off sort of slowly, kind of a little clunky. And now they're playing their best baseball in the last half of the season. And, you know, you can't complain about that. That's sort of what you want. You want to get better.
I totally agree.
How concerned are you that the peak happened
too early? I'm not.
No?
I'm not because...
I'm just a worrywart like
no,
that?
No, it's okay to worry because that's what the Philadelphians do. Yeah. That's what we do.
You're one of us. Don't forget about that.
No, listen, as a GM, I worried every single game. But I do believe that there is a different mojo going on now in the clubhouse that did not exist before the trade deadline. The trade deadline changed the mojo of this club. Dave Dombrowski deserves a ton of credit for the change. Not just Bader, because he's got great energy, and I love him.
Yeah.
But because you get a guy like Juan Duran, and you do not trade not one of your top three prospects in the deal, that's insane. And you get the best closer and the best bullpen guy in baseball, and the one of the most exciting guys to watch. And it changes the whole dynamic, man, in that clubhouse.
Well, it strikes me, Ruben, tell me if this trifecta is right. One, talent increase. Two, confidence increase. Three, personality altered in a way that sometimes can be good, sometimes can be bad based on who you add it. Seems like it's been personality altered good. Is that a fair assessment?
Very fair assessment. And I think back on when the Yankees got Jazz Chisholm.
Sure, of course.
And I thought to myself, because I'm not a big Jazz Chisholm guy, just in general, just because I think it's
difficult, it's a little
too much. Yeah, well,
that's the biggest thing.
See how I worked that slowly? and I was worried about that on the air. I want to assure you.
Oh, yeah.
But
why were you worried?
But Jazz. But Jazz. Yeah.
What's his name, Ruben?
Jazz Chisholm. So, you know, a guy like that, that kind of energy, I think was important. And they got that guy in Bader. I didn't realize. I knew he's sort of an energy player. I didn't really know from afar he's one of those guys.
He's got it like this.
He's one of those guys that you do not like when you play against him.
Yeah.
And then when he plays for you, you're like, I kind of like
Stubbsy,
he's a little Pete Rose-ish.
Is Stubbsy a miniature version of the, I mean, it does feel like Bader brings that energy at a level up here. It feels like Stubbsy brings that energy also. It's not at the same level.
Yeah, well, Johnny, but he hits 180.
He's not as good a player.
But
he does try to bring that same.
Hey, I'll bring that energy. I'll hit zero.
All I do is bring energy. I'm ready. I'm waiting my whole life for this.
He's
Let's go.
Good. He's really good.
All right, look, 215-592-9494. A lot of Philly stuff to do with Ruben, Eagles as well. His assessment, should they change the offense? Should they not? You got AJ and Jalen saying, let's do some stuff differently. Should they? Let us know. 215, they always win, even though they play the way they play. 215-592-9494. Something Sirianni said about AJ Brown. We'll get to that coming up. Plus, Ron Jaworski, 725. Elliott Short Park, 750. Busy show, your phone calls on all these topics on 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook, how you can win and win big this football season with FanDuel Sportsbook at FanDuel.com/hammer. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you will not want to miss. New customers can bet just $5. Now, you can bet, you know, more than $5 if you want, but you can bet as little as $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. It's an extremely amazing opportunity. I mean, think about it. You bet five, you win the bet, great. You win whatever you win with the $5 bet, but you also win $300 in bonus bets? You do. That's called a win-win, and that's what you get at FanDuel.com/hammer. Obviously, the next really big game up ahead is Philadelphia and Tampa Bay football coming up in 5 days, but we've also got, you know, day-by-day baseball as the Philadelphia Baseball Club looks to lock in that 2 seed. All these games, pro football on Thursday night, college football on Saturday, pro football on Sunday, it's all available for you at FanDuel.com/hammer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single-family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over a million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit apartments.com, the place to find a place.